Amy, soon you'll be leaving your role at the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce, and you know, it's not like you're just taking some new job, but you and your husband are really starting off on an adventure. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about what you're planning to do?
Well, it's really, I guess it started as my husband's vision first. He grew up in California, is very, very comfortable around the ocean. Mm-hmm. I am a Midwestern farm girl, and so puddles are more my speed.
Uh-huh.
And when he first started talking about it, I wasn't excited, but I wasn't unexcited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great big unknown for me. So when he started talking about it and initiating this, I was like, yeah, sure. That's great, hun.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure that sounds very exciting.
For either one of you, like, what's the best way to describe to people what exactly it is you're doing?
Exactly,
I mean, the gist.
We're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess the gist of it is. Sorry, hon.
No, go ahead.
The gist of it is we've sold everything as far as our house and most of our possessions to go move on to a sailboat, and from there we plan to live on that boat, sail it around the Caribbean, and do ministry work to other cruisers out there in boats, as well as any other opportunities we may find in the different countries we explore.
Wow. And Russ, when since Amy kind of described this as kind of a vision of yours, when did this start to kind of, imagine this is not something that you just come up with overnight. Where was kind of the germ of this idea?
You know, it did come up kind of quickly, but I would have to say that the idea spawned from a cruise that we took, a Caribbean cruise, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And as Amy said, I grew up around the ocean. I grew up in Southern California surfing and, 8 miles from the ocean. And so that cruise just sort of reawakened in me this desire to be by the water. And it was something I just couldn't let go of. And at first we thought maybe we would just move close to the ocean. And then somehow that morphed into let's live on a boat permanently and just have a floating home. And it was just something I could not let go of. It just it gripped me, and I just felt very passionate about it. And Amy was not as excited about it as I was, but she was willing, and I think that she will love it once we get out there and start this new life.
I'm sure you're both. Yeah, go ahead.
Most of my hesitation probably came from the fact that I have no idea what to expect. I've been land-based, I've been agricultural-based, and so moving to such a different culture and climate is where my hesitation usually lies.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think most people could understand. Russ, do you have any sort of anxiety or fear about this change in your life, or is it mostly just excitement and filled with just full of purpose?
It is pure excitement for me. But my only hesitation and maybe misgiving is that Amy is not as excited about it as I am.
What is the, can you kind of, at least, walk me through how you envision the start of your new life and ministry going? Like, what will the first few weeks look like once you move?
Well, when we leave here, our boat is waiting for us. We've purchased a boat. It's waiting for us in, the Cape Canaveral area in Florida. Mm-hmm. And we're frankly going to have to be very flexible with what it's going to look like in the beginning, mostly because of the COVID thing.
Sure.
We can't run down to the boat, jump on it, head out to sea in the middle of hurricane season and go to the Bahamas where they will say, we don't want you here, go away.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
You know, we're just going to have to kind of let the COVID thing, the weather, and our comfort level dictate how quickly all this happens. It could be me and out just living on the boat in the marina in Cape Canaveral for several months, kind of taking baby steps.
Mm.
So it's a very flexible beginning. But what the end game looks like is what Amy described, floating around the Caribbean, all parts of the Caribbean, the Lesser Antilles, Mexico, Belize, all of it.
Wow.
You know, hopefully having an opportunity to minister to people in the cruising community.
This is such a kind of a fascinating story. I'm wondering, are you guys planning any sort of documentation? Like, I think you might deserve a reality show, but anything like, I know you've got a blog, or will you continue that, or do a YouTube channel, anything like that?
So we do have the website that we've started. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and we've been saying this for at least 6 months, but the YouTube channel will be launched here pretty soon. We're just not particularly good at video, right? It's not something we grew up with, and it's a lot of work for us. So we do want to start that, and that is going to be a component of it. But, you know, there's people that put out really top-notch videos, and that's not going to be us. It's going to be just more something for our family and friends so they can get a look at us now and then and see that we're still alive.
Sure.
And
excellent.
We also didn't necessarily start the YouTube channel, A, so that we could learn video editing in some aspect and pick people's brains and watch a lot of examples just to see, you know, what other people are doing and how they put things together. But living or talking about a boat in the Caribbean and living in Midwestern Illinois, and that'll be your video, is not as exciting as, you know, the water when it actually are out there. So
would either of you have any advice for anyone that's thinking about taking maybe it looks a little different than what you guys are doing, but is thinking about taking a risk in their life to try to do something and find more meaning, but maybe there's some anxiety holding them back? Would you have any thoughts on how somebody could work through those sorts of thoughts?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Russ.
I would say that, you know, I think one of the big things that hold people back from this sort of a move is financial, right? This is definitely stepping into the unknown financially. How are we going to make a living while we're doing this? You can always make more money. You cannot make more time. That's what I keep telling myself. If this doesn't work out, you know, maybe we run out of money in 2 years and we're forced back into a land-based life with 9-to-5 jobs again. At least we will have, you know, tried. At least we will have had 2 years of adventure. At least we will have lived to the fullest for a couple of years. We can always make more money, but you cannot make more time.
And Amy, I'm kind of also kind of turning back to the fact that, you know, you're leaving the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce. It seems like there's been a lot of nice developments in Monmouth business over the past few years that since you've been there. Is there anything that you look back on in your tenure as far as business growth in Monmouth that you're particularly proud of or excited about?
Well, I guess that I love all the connections that I've made with all of the businesses in Monmouth. There's too many to name. We've got some great jewels here and small business people that started business in the COVID. I don't know if there's any one thing I'm particularly proud of, I've tried to do the best for my businesses. I've tried to keep them first and foremost in my mind. We have such a wide variety. We have, you know, Smithfield, the largest employer with, you know, 1,700+ employees. And then small businesses that just have the owner-operator. And sometimes it's hard to be able to give them the same resources and utilize and help them in the same way. So, but I have tried to do that for everybody, and I hope they feel the same way too. I'm sad about leaving Monmouth, but I'm excited about the opportunities and the development that's starting here in the middle of the pandemic. But yeah. The community has really rallied and come together and supported each other, and it's great to see.
And you're from this general area, at least, aren't you?
Yes, I grew up in Stark County.
Okay.
To the east a little bit, yep.
Sure. Well, excellent. Before we run out of time, is there anywhere that people should go if they want to follow what you guys are up to? I know you said you've got the website and the Instagram. Where should people go to find those?
Yeah, bornagaininbluewater.com.
Okay, bornagaininbluewater.com.
Yep.
The Facebook page is with the same name, Born Again in Blue Water.
Yep. Okay. Excellent. We'll make sure to let people know about that.
Yeah, same thing. If you want to contact us by email, bornagaininbluewater@gmail.com. I've not done a great job of putting blogs out there. Sometimes I do a few in a row, and then it might be a long time in between. But once we leave Monmouth and we don't have, you know, our jobs to contend with, then I'll have more time to write, and I'll be a little bit more diligent about that. And Amy writes some, but I do most of it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like quite, you know, inspiring, but wild journey. So, you know, best of luck to both you, and really appreciate your time today to let everybody just kind of know about it.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, appreciate absolutely.
The time and the interview and getting to share our vision.
Mm-hmm.